Today on the show, Radical Ones, let's look for more gold with Leprechaun 2 from 1994.
Kiss me. I'm Irish.
It's time to get radical.
Hello there.
It's showtime.
What is this, trick-or-treat?
Did I do that?
Good morning, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Daddy would have gotten us
Uzi. The power is yours.
Get down, honey, get down.
And look, I won't go far, okay? If the apocalypse comes, beat.
Hold your fire. I'm a
My
human.
My name is Grace Jones.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. Power 3 will set us free. Power 3 will set us free. Power 3 will set us free.
But I ain't one to gossip, so if anyone asks you, you ain't heard from me.
No,
you have.
No more room in hell. The dead.
Hello, Radical Ones. Welcome back to another episode of the Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother and mine, David, for another episode of the podcast. Welcome, David.
It's lovely to be here. I am feeling the luck and the love. I'm even wearing green.
David is wearing green. Of course, you can see it behind the scenes here.
One day, I'm going to give you a sneaky little peek of all this goodness. Don't worry.
In our recording studio. Yes.
In a penthouse in the sky.
That's exactly where we are. So, David, we are continuing our yearly tradition of another Leprechaun sequel. And later, we're going to have to get in Do We Regret It Yet? But...
I'm going to have to say, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I'll leave my comments until the end of the show.
So... I had seen this question floating around, David, on Instagram and different social media places, and I thought this was the perfect place to ask this because it's so right up our alley. So the question David asks, you take one movie, you recast every actor by Muppets, and only keep one of the actors from the movie. Everyone else is played by Muppets. What movie would you want to see redone just by Muppets, but you got to keep one of the original actors? Because this, I'm assuming they took this by, there's Tim Curry in this one and everyone else is Muppet, or like we just did the Muppets Christmas.
Oh my God, that's, I, Ryan, I don't know how to answer that. There's so many things. My mind is like overwhelmed. Would the movie cease to exist once the Muppets took it, or would it be that it would just be a remake?
I think it's remade, but everyone is Muppets except for one of the actors. Because I guess you got to have one human. That's what they're telling us. Every Muppet needs a human in that movie. The Jenny. Was her name Jenny in the New York one?
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. You gave Jenny the Huggies.
Okay.
What do you think, Ryan? Because I don't know. This is you knew this question, so you have an answer.
I know. This is so funny. But you know what the weirdest thing that came to my head, and I'm just going to go with it? Moulin Rouge. Everyone is Muppets besides Ewan McGregor. Satine. Nicole Kidman is a Muppet. Everyone, I think that would be, first off, it's show, right? They always like to put on a show. Think of that movie, Muppets. Everyone Muppets but Ewan McGregor. I think he could pull it off.
Now, should I just go with the first thing that comes to my mind?
Yes,
and just throw
that's
it?
What came to my mind. Moulin Rouge, which is so random.
Silence of the Lambs just came to my mind.
So wait, are you keeping Anthony Hopkins?
Jodie
Foster?
Jodie Foster.
Oh, so Jodie Foster's playing it straight. Okay. Mm. And who's Hannibal now? Who are you going to cast as which Muppet?
I'm going to say maybe Gonzo?
Gonzo? Poor Gonzo. Oh,
no, Gonzo. Gonzo would be Buffalo Bill because he would have Camilla would be put the fucking chicken in the basket.
So
Gonzo would be Buffalo Bill, is that what his like thing was?
Buffalo Bill.
I would say the
Dr. Teeth. No. I eat him with a nice Chianti. Oh.
Actually, this could be kind of fun. What if what's her name? The girl. What's her name? Oh God, I can't think of her name. What's Janice. Her name? Janice was Jodie Foster's character. Oh my God. Mr. Lecter.
Yeah, a genius question, isn't this? Because there's so many movies.
It can't be Animal. No, it would have to be it would be the Beaker. Beaker's the doctor that's with Beaker.
Oh my God. Yes, I know exactly.
The
yes.
little bald doctor that's with Beaker. What's his name? No, so that would be Hannibal Lecter. Gonzo would be Buffalo Bill with the put the chicken in the basket.
And Janice is going to be Jodie.
Janice would have to be down the well. No, Miss Piggy would be down the well because she's a little more zoftic. She's trying to starve her to get her pig meat, pig skin.
My God.
So there you go. Don't know. Ask me why they came up with that. But
she would be so angry too, Miss Piggy. She'd be hitting the walls.
She'd probably climb up before Jodie Foster got there.
Yeah, I can picture the strength climbing up. I love this. So, Radical Ones, if you have ideas of what you would like to see recasted as Muppets, send it in to us, because I can imagine this is amazing.
This is really a cute, funny, and like definitely a thought-provoking question. I actually really like this. Like, we should come up with our top like five. I don't know where I came with Silence of the Lambs, but I did.
That's pretty damn good, because I don't think anyone's ever thought of that. I'm assuming they're probably coming up with it. I don't think
anybody will from this point on either.
I saw this question come up a few times over the months, and I said, you know what? This is the perfect time. This episode is the perfect time to ask this, because...
Speaking of Muppets and puppets...
Speaking of Muppets, yeah...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Soon, my dear. It's almost time.
True love can be hard to find. For some, it takes a lifetime. For him, it took 1,000 years.
God bless you.
And now that he's finally found her, he's going to love her.
I'm back.
To death.
Bridget!
I'm Irish.
We have Leprechaun 2, David. So this is turning 30 this year. It was released April 8th of 1994. So next month. This is a Leprechaun, because keep in mind, Radical Ones, this is not a sequel, evidently, to the original one. This is a different Leprechaun. Even though it's Warwick David, a Leprechaun surfaces in Los Angeles to claim a bride, as his previous object of affection was denied to him 1,000 years before in Ireland. He kidnaps teenage Bridget, grotesquely murders anyone who gets in his way. It falls to Bridget's boyfriend, Cody, to rescue her. Cody enlists the aid of his tipsy uncle, Morty, Sandy Baron, who decides to go after the homicidal leprechaun Pot of Gold. So, David, this is your how classy. We got Sandy Baron from Vamp in this movie. No little umbrellas here, but...
I give you Katrina.
By the way, they added in reshoots more scenes with his character, so I'm assuming he was the breakout star of this movie.
I want to start with something. So one of the things that I actually really liked about this movie, and it's going to be funny, is the very beginning. So 1,000 years before...
The rolling hills of Ireland.
Ireland, quote unquote. I don't know. It's probably God only where.
Well, the stock footage looked like Ireland, but the rest of it was probably like a wood in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So you see that the leprechaun has a man as a slave. He has this thing around his neck. Basically, he says he'll set this man free, his slave, once he gets a bride. And the turn of events is the leprechaun is very cruel, and he wants to marry the man's daughter, his beautiful daughter. And he's like, no, no, no.
Who'd marry a creature like you?
Wait till you gaze upon this lovely lass. Her lips so soft, her face so fair, her bosom so ample. She's a fit match for me.
Now what evil trick will you use to woo her?
It's simple. She sneezes once, she sneezes twice. She'll be me bride when she sneezes thrice.
Sneezes three times?
And if no one saves us all by speaking, God bless you, the fair maiden is mine forever.
And am I to be her slave as well?
Oh, no. The moment the lass is buried to me, then you, my slave, shall be set free. You'd like your freedom, wouldn't you, William?
You know nothing is more precious to me than freedom. But why should I believe you?
By the sacred vow of the wee people, when I am wed, you'll have your freedom. Behold, me chosen bride.
May your wedding be blessed, and I'll thrash any soul who dare try and stop this union.
There's a thing where it sounds so stupid. It's like, she sneezes once, she sneezes twice, she sneezes thrice, and she'll be my bride. You have to say God bless you to break the curse before the person sneezes the third time. The man ends up basically saving his daughter, and the leprechaun kills him, and he says, I will come after your family for the next 1,000 years. So this is a generational curse. But what I liked about this is in the beginning when they're doing the opening credits, I love that there's a detailed map that goes through generations of a family. Family bloodline from Ireland to the United States, and it shows like different pictures of the women in different generations, their style of clothing and what they look like, until it reaches modern day Los Angeles, United States, and it actually shows it. So the leprechaun's magic is showing. Honestly, this is probably where they used the most of the budget for the movie, was this map.
David, you read my mind. I was just gonna say, the art in this title sequence, they must have used the whole budget on, because it's like the most
honestly
looking.
This, if it hasn't been, this could be used for vampire movies, showing the history of a vampire going through from the beginning of when they became a vampire to all the different reincarnations, and it's Madonna, basically. She went from Material Girl to the Vogue era. She's going through everything. Like, this would work for so many different things.
Our mistaken lyrics, and it was touched for the 3,400th time or something. I don't even
34th
know.
34th
time. Soon, my dear. It's almost time.
I thought, though, this quote-unquote the slave man, did you notice the horribly glued beard on him? It was literally like they put dirt on his face to make a beard with fake glue. And I kept thinking, is this because this actor is going to be playing a character, you know, the descendant in the present day, and they had to put a beard on? No, never seen again. So the choice, I mean, it's bad.
Choices, people, choices. We all have choices in life. Some of us make the wrong ones.
But it was an extremely wrong choice. Behind the scenes, radical ones. I had to watch this movie twice now in the span of probably 2 weeks because of my horrible memory. And, you know, like delays in recording. So, you know, you want to refresh your mind again. And I still go, there's things in this movie, I go, why? Why did they choose to do this?
It's so funny because, unlike me, after watching the first Leprechaun with a very young, unaltered Miss Avino herself, Jennifer Aniston, her first role, I watched the second one immediately. So I watched this movie a year ago.
Remember that.
Now I'm watching it. I watched it again recently to a refresh on the
just for you just for you people out there.
Anything for you.
By the way, David, one of the discarded draft focuses on the leprechaun seeking revenge on Tori Redding, who was Jennifer Aniston. She was offered $2,500 but refused to retake
$2,500. She's making like $2.5 million an episode on Friends.
$25,000 but refused to retake her character because she was focused on Friends. Yeah. So
honestly, would you have done that?
I don't think
see.
She
here's
would.
The here's the thing. I'm just going to put it out there. Obviously, Leprechaun is not Halloween. We're not talking Jamie Lee. You're not talking Jamie Lee Curtis. However, in all honesty, even though you're considered a serious, I guess you want to be considered a serious actress at some point, and that might be, but I kind of would love the idea of being like this actress on Friends making millions of dollars and doing like this little budget, funny, quirky, scary film and being like part of the legacy, even if it was for a cameo.
But honestly, David, I don't even think she wanted to, like, she didn't act like she wanted to be in the first one either. So I think, I'm mean, I don't want to talk for her, but I feel like she, now that she's getting that Friends money and that hit series, she's like, oh, this is below me.
And it kind of is in that sense, but honestly, remember where you come from and kind of like, but see, here's the thing is we're not actors, so we don't understand that realm of it. I understand performing, obviously, but because of the love that we have for these B films, C films, D films, and crazy, all of these different legacies and all of these different, what's the word you always use? The
franchises?
Franchises. Or? Yeah, franchises. We would probably love that. We would jump at that. You know, it's like when we go from, yeah, when we do this, the main show of the podcast, but then we do Thundercats. It's like, so we kind of would like, we love that. So maybe we would do it on that premise, but I kind of like the idea. I would love it if I would have put a clause that they can't kill me off, that I could show up randomly in every,
yes,
in every movie. And I would just do it just to be in the movie and say that I've been in every Leprechaun movie. I've been in every Halloween movie. I've been whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that'd be cool. Even if it was like a phone call, like someone was recording me saying something, you know, aunt, blah, 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 there's a leprechaun after,
yes,
me.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, like something, yes, stupid. But anyway.
I think maybe she might be at a point. I mean, I don't know, but she would be at a point now that she kind of maybe won't take herself too seriously and would do it. But
she does a lot of comedies now.
I heard that it was a while she couldn't even get a movie. They kept saying, like, all of her movies did terrible. But this is not a Jennifer Aniston movie, so I digress. I like it if they're going to go with every movie then is a different leprechaun. Like
standalone, yeah.
But
It's not.
And each time they have, like, different rules, too. Like, this is the sneezing thing, and there's this thing in this, if you hold the gold coin, it protects you. In the original one, you had to give that gold back, or you would have going to be, like, forget it. You would have been hunted, killed. And am I wrong, David? Like, he's brutal, but I feel like this leprechaun is a little nicer than the original one.
I feel like the original leprechaun was more, what's the word, animalistic about his attack.
Yes.
He was very much about, like, biting and scratching and gnarling, like almost like a wild, very, like, primitive. Where this leprechaun, he likes to have fun with. He likes to play with them a little bit. He's like a little bit of a sadistic side, but it's kind of fun. He's like playing with. He's like, why not? I'm in modern times. Let me play around. Is it stupid to say he has more depth, more personality in this one?
No, I could see that, because we have this whole flashback of him in Ireland in his whole, my God, by the way, that getup. I loved his whole green getup that he was wearing in Ireland. Did you notice at one point when he lifts fake beard guy, you could see the wires pulling the guy up literally on both sides of his body?
No, I didn't notice. I hadn't taken notice to it.
And then this all ends with the daughter, who was this bride with the sneezing thing. I love this. She looks up and screams, and we cue the credits. I thought that was a cool, like, horror movie, B-movie way of doing it. First off, we have to talk about this lead. This woman, her character is named Bridget. There was no way to me that this woman I thought was speaking English as a first language, right? The whole entire movie, I was like, oh my God, they dubbed her. She's Russian.
She was giving you Ukraine refugee realness.
Ukraine, yes, or something. Very
Slavic, something. Slavic. I mean, we're ignorant. People, we're ignorant. Remember, we are ignorant Americans, people. No offense to any of our listeners that are from other countries, other regions, other states of mind. You know, in the United States, they give us a tiny map and say, this is all of Europe. This is all of Asia. Here you go. United States is the biggest thing on the map, even though it's the smallest. This is what they do here. Sorry.
But David, she's from California. I thought she was foreign the way she was acting. She did everything like this
through her teeth. Oh gosh, why are you doing?
You know, it's like almost like Kiki Palmer does like an impression. Oh my
Kiki,
God.
Do you love me?
She's talking through her teeth like, yes.
So I'll go ahead and do your amazing, incredible performance in American Dream, the Michael Jackson story, where, you know, Catherine catches her husband cheating on her, Mr. Joe Jackson. Okay, here we go.
You will lie and you will cheat. And I don't want you. I don't want you no more.
After the two viewings, right, on my second viewing last night, I go, I know who this woman reminds me of. That actress Chloe Grace Moretz or whatever. Moretz, who was in Dark Shadows remake and Kick-Ass.
She could do that. She also reminds me of the daughter from Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Oh, is that maybe what I'm thinking of
too? Is that what I'm thinking?
Maybe.
Clearly more based on the maturity look of their face and the complexion and the whole like look, I guess. I don't know. Except for that girl had much more depth. No, the girl in Honey, I Blew Up the Kids had a little bit more depth, I think.
I told David this off camera, but Heather Langenkamp was offered the role of Bridget, but turned it down to work on New Nightmare instead. So I did the math. I looked up how old Heather was at the time. She was 30 years old. Is she really going to be playing this teenager?
Yes. Beverly Hills 90210 Andrea, whatever her name is. I'm 47 and I'm going to play a teenager.
Gabrielle, yes.
And good for her, girl. Good for you. You get that 90210 money.
Get that 90210 money. But thank God for Heather doing New Nightmare, not for anything. And it makes sense because evidently Bridget, the actress, didn't do the full frontal in this either. It was a stunt. So I guess Heather wouldn't have had to do the nudity. But honestly, could you see Heather doing this role?
Isn't that funny? Because we talked about this, and we may have talked about this last year when I said, as a young actress, I wouldn't be flashing my breasts.
Yes, you did say this. Yes.
And
yes.
Lo and behold, they had a breast double, a stunt double.
I would demand a breast double too. I'd be like, no. It's so funny, in reviews of this movie, they say they cut to the two different skin toned breasts compared to the actresses. I didn't notice because honestly, I wasn't paying attention of the skin tone.
Maybe
color.
She puts a lot of SPF on her face and tans her body.
You know, that's true. That's true.
You know, often people, I'm going to tell you right now, as a former esthetician, people neglect the rest of their body. They always think it's just their face. You should put it around your neck, your décolleté area, your whole body, really. But it's very important to get those other parts of your body, because you might have a great looking face, but if your hands look busted and your neck, you look old. Shout out to the real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Take that advice, girlfriends.
Oh my God. Yeah. Keep in mind. Keep that décolleté fresh. This is, by the way, the only Leprechaun that took place on St. Patrick's Day in the whole entire franchise, so we're lucky for that. And it is his birthday. It is his birthday. Cut to 1,000 years later, modern times, 1994. By the way, did you notice Sister Act 2 playing in the theater in the beginning?
No. I will follow him wherever he may go.
So that's the highlight for me, seeing Sister Act in the movie theater in the kiosk in the back. So there is
this
character. That
was the only classy thing about the movie.
Oh my God. Now that's classy. We get these dark side tours, which I actually think this is really, this is adorable,
I wanna go on one.
Yes.
Want to go on one.
Hey, an award-winning performance. Can we get away now?
Bridget, I'll be just a minute. Let me just get these last two suckers and then I'm all yours, okay?
I understand. How can I compete with Jane Mansfield's severed head?
Oh, you can't. You folks are in luck. We've just had two cancellations. Better grab these now. Our next opening isn't until December.
It's this tour along Los Angeles where all these things, you know, these dark and mysterious things. Cody and his uncle, evidently, Morty. I didn't get the whole time that it was his uncle. He has to sign up people for this haunted, like, attraction of, oh, by the way, Bela Lugosi's house.
By the way, that was the final resting home of Bela Lugosi.
Well, then who the hell was that?
His stepdaughter, Stella Lugosi.
Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia
Who
Brown.
Are you? Who are you?
Sylvia Brown, the psychic from the 90s, if anyone remembers. She
was on Montel Williams all the time.
All the time.
Shout out to Montel. Shout out Montel. Shout out Sylvia.
She evidently saw Bella in his mirror, and she had a whole conversation with him. She challenged him, David.
She basically said, and I think we actually talked about this on another episode, I'm pretty sure. She said Bela Lugosi died, and he became his character. Like, he immersed himself in the whole Dracula persona, and she was having this conversation, and he was Dracula, presenting himself as Dracula to her. But Sylvia Brown being Sylvia Brown, he's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Sylvia Brown, and I smoke 10 packs of Parliament cigarettes every day.
Who are you?
So, oh my god. Side note.
Yeah, by an older woman. Looks like a grandmother.
Thank you.
That was thrilled that you were doing that.
Yeah, so part of this tour is, so you have this really cute guy that's like the character, and he's working with his uncle, who's basically a drunk and a grifter and a charlatan. They have these tours around. They prey on tourists coming to see famous people's, you know, last resting place, or Marilyn Monroe's, you know, house, or whatever. They do these tours. They actually still do these tours. Anyway.
It's in a hearse, by the way, too.
Which yeah, is... so it's supposed to be scary. And this boy is dating Bridget, who is the obviously the love interest of this evil leprechaun, so Cody. And you can tell that Cody has lost his parents. Morty, yes, who is his uncle, has been taking care of him, teaching him the ways of a charlatan, a grifter, whatever you want to say. But he really cares about Bridget, and Bridget's kind of had enough of his...
Working! Oh, how dare he work!
No, like, loyalty to his uncle because of the fact that he is a drunk. Like, you see that she is kind of like being that... Like, she has a family, and she doesn't seem to understand that this kid has to do these things to survive financially.
Yeah, make money. Yeah.
But he's still a great kid.
Because she wants to go go-karting with that voice. We're supposed to go go-karting. With her teeth, through her teeth.
Morty.
I'm glad to see you guys got that cleaning lady.
Hey, Morty.
He's not under the shirts.
Yeah, I know where he is.
You look like the kind of man who can recognize a great opportunity when he sees one. Now, by investing in a Dark Side Tour franchise, you can turn death into dollars. I can personally almost guarantee you a 45% annual return.
How about you guarantee you pay for that last round?
Frank, I am entertaining a client, sir, by being a partial franchisee. You can own 5% for a mere $600. What do you say? Do we have a deal?
I love this. We got a cameo from Clint Howard as one of the people that were going on this tour. I do love that there's like a rubber bat hanging from the mirror and they play sounds on this tour. We see later on during this whole thing. Did you get the idea that they want Doug and Morty to be Frank and Freddy from Return of the Living Dead? I wrote, like, I feel like they wanted them to be like, oh, this banter, like, I'm going to get you out of this, kid, blah, 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 like, kind of thing.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I could maybe see that.
If you want this job, better, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But anyway.
In the meantime, while this is going on, we find out that Morty is always drunk. He's too drunk to do the tour, so Cody has to take Bridget on the tour with him.
She ain't happy.
And she's not happy because she wants to go go-karting and have a date with her boyfriend.
You can't give the tour.
Why not?
Well, because you're plastered.
So what difference does that make? What is rule number one?
I know. Never turn away a paying customer.
I may be a little loose, but I am not so far gone that I will turn away a packed purse. On the other hand, there's always rule number two.
Which is?
Never kill a paying customer. We may have to cancel the tour. Yeah, give them their money back.
Morty, you really are plastered. There's almost $300 here.
Cody, let's go. We're already half an hour late.
Give me the keys.
Where are you going?
Rule number three, there's no such thing as a refund, remember? I'll give this stupid tour.
That's my boy.
In the meantime, the leprechaun is walking around Los Angeles. He ends up ripping a man's finger off.
What is this?
It's a quarter. What'd you expect?
Your gold'd be nice.
Funny. Tim Streeter, United Creative Agency. Call me if you get a showcase.
He just twists it right off.
So you find out that he comes through an ancient tree that was gifted from Ireland that's been planted in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Sure. That's a good portal. So he goes through this tree.
Beastmaster 2, the journey through time.
He pulls a homeless man's gold tooth out. He rips a rich guy's finger off that has a gold because he's acquiring gold.
The original one in the first movie would have killed that homeless man altogether with a pogo stick and killed this man.
But I love the fact that he goes to drink some of the booze at the
and
he's like, this is Canadian, not Irish, and he spits it out.
A whiskey, yeah. Oh my god. Yes, Morty's drunk, loves money too, this uncle. This is a big plot of everything's a scheme. There's also this other kid who works at a junk shop that is after Bridget. It's a subplot that it's between the two, him and this Cody, but she's like, I'm with Cody, but I'll go with you because I need to go to the golf party. I'm with Cody,
but I want to make him jealous because he had to work.
Exactly, exactly.
$300.
Still running that classy tour, huh? Come on, Bridget. Let's get down to the track. I saved a special crash helmet just for you.
Don't you have to work?
Not if you're here. I can get someone to cover for me.
She decides to go with this guy because he has to work. He kind of hits on her, right? We cut to this part that the leprechaun sees Bridget, and this is her. This is the descendant he was betrothed to somehow. She looks exactly the same. You know how that happens. It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, when she looked exactly the same, throw a mole on her, and that was it. She was different. She tells this guy because he wants a little something something from her.
And she's like, no, I'm with Cody.
You know I'm with Cody.
So, did you have a good time tonight?
Yeah, thanks for the ride.
Hey, wait up. You said your parents weren't home.
So?
Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
Ian, you know I'm going out with Cody.
I thought you guys called it quits.
No, we didn't. Good night, Ian.
Just a second. I took the whole night off for you. And what about those chili dogs?
Ian, you better go.
Come on. Just a couple of minutes.
I said no.
I get it. You're just a tease.
We'll tease this.
So basically the guy's like, you're a tease. I paid for you. I paid for these go-karts.
I paid for your go-kart, and how dare you?
Well, now you should give it up. You said your parents weren't home.
That's right. Her parents are out of town, but she says no. She goes into the house, right, and leaves. All of a sudden, the garage opens in her house. He thinks she's there, and she's like,
I was wrong. I want you to come in now.
Like, with this voice.
And he's like, this place is creepy. Let's go inside. She's like, no, I might change my mind. So
what was creepy about her freaking garage? It was lit up. It was bright. There was nothing creepy about that garage. But okay. Okay.
Ian.
Bridget?
Ian? I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
What are you thinking now?
I was thinking maybe I could make it up to you.
That's a start.
Well, are you just gonna stand there?
You hear that?
Ian, come on.
Why don't we go inside? This place has given me the creeps.
I may change my mind again.
Before you appears to be true, but a leprechaun's magic fools humans like you.
She opens up her blouse. You see the the stunt breasts. And you see the leprechaun in the corner, like with his little lucky charms. He's doing the voice of Bridget, and you come to a point where you see that this is like industrial mower is turned
gigantic.
And he basically is, come Cody, touch me, do this. And he's pretending to be Bridget. The guy actually puts his head into this industrial mower and rips his whole face off and murders him, obviously. And the leprechaun is like, was it good for you? He's like, you never touched my bride or something. But he's rhyming the whole time. Horrible little rhymes.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Ha! You shouldn't fool with me, lass. She sneezes once. She sneezes twice. She'll be me bride when she sneezes thrice.
And what's better about this is I was picturing the whole time that this was a dubbed voice actress to begin with. It wasn't. It's her voice, because even when he's doing the voice, it just was so funny. It's just so...
So then you see that Cody is coming to apologize. He has flowers.
They're beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you. Do you forgive me?
Cody?
Yeah?
I can never stay mad at you.
I learned my lesson. From now on, I promise, nothing's gonna come between us.
There's two things that struck me. One, when she opens the door, she's like thinking it's the other guy. She's like, I'm gonna call the police. Now, this is enough. You know is no. She opens the door, it's Cody. He gives her carnations.
Oh, he has a little green one in there too.
And she loves it. She loves it. And you see the leprechaun go through an open window. Now, can I ask you something? There's a part when you first walk into her parents' house, there's like the living room area. Then there's an area where everything is bright red. There's a room that everything is red, like super red. It doesn't matter. What is the red? Like super bright. Bright red in the next like room over. So like I don't understand, and I'm talking about super red light, like almost like if it was a storefront where they had like a neon light that was red.
Yes,
the whole room is illuminated in red. It looks kind of crazy.
Maybe that's what the guy was afraid of. He was creeped out by her red room that was shining in the window.
I don't know. So anyway, the leprechaun says the whole sneeze once, sneeze twice. Oh, your mind, you just sneeze thrice. So she sneezes once, smelling the flowers, and Cody's like, oh, now you're allergic to them. She's like, no, I love them. I don't care if I'm allergic to them. I'm not allergic to them. She sneezes twice. He says gesundheit, which is not the same thing as saying God bless you. And so
she thought it was, but it was in German. I guess it doesn't mean that though.
She sneezes again, and then he throws his gold collar on her. He's like, you're mine. And all of a sudden he starts attacking.
Doesn't the phone start wrapping around?
Yeah,
Cody,
the phone
too?
Cord. For those of us who are predate cell phones and cordless phones,
when you had to wrap yourself up in the cord,
you know, you thought you were hot something when you got a huge cord that was so long that you could sit on a couch or in your room and pull it all the way from your kitchen. That was privacy back in the day.
Those long cords.
So the whole cord is choking him. And then the leprechaun comes and he's, you know, like they're both shocked that a leprechaun is attacking. She tries to get Cody and cut the...
Yes, thankfully.
And then the leprechaun throws a pot and pan set from a rack on top of Cody.
This is like following in the first one. He had this whole kitchen thing too. They love to put this leprechaun in a kitchen. And I want to say calling on the phone, because he did that in the first one too when he did his Freddy tongue thing to Jennifer Aniston. Mm. By the way, in the meantime, he takes her home to his lair in a burlap bag, and literally a burlap bag, and she's on like a stone, and she's like, he's telling her, you're gonna be my wife, we're gonna get married. I gotta give it to her, she's smart, because he said he has to go out and get his gold, and she was just like, it's our wedding day, I want to look good for you. Let me out. Let me get dressed for you. I want to please you. With that voice. I mean, I get it. Maybe she was trying to be like heroic.
Maybe the actress. Her voice, Ryan.
You know, I won't accept it.
But leave me tied here, please. I'll do anything. I want to make myself look pretty for a wedding night. I want to look pretty for you. You're my husband now. I want to please you.
That you will.
My voice has an annoying New York tone to it.
It's not even a tone. It's like she's trying to make everything like, I want to be good for you. So anyway, he's like, yes, you will. Here's a dress. He rips the burlap down so she could get out later on.
Ryan, I'm a 14 carat. I'm a 14 carat. I want to look good for you.
Don't I like light up like my eyes? Are you not shocked, though, that he's losing gold? Because the way this leprechaun is freaking throwing gold, he actually throws gold on top of her everywhere.
Listen,
on
your wedding day, were you draped in gold?
He was draped in gold. And I kept saying, how are you not losing it, leprechaun?
And then he cuts open the parlex sap to expose her like abdomen and belly button. And he's talking about how he's going to have to make a lot of anatomical changes to her so she can have his children, including her face, because they won't suckle to her if she looks like that.
That was horrifying. But then it makes you think, why did he want this beautiful? He said how beautiful she was in the beginning. But yes, he's going to make some augmentations. Is that what it is?
I'm going to have to make a few alterations. But afterward, you should be able to bear a full litter. These will need sharpening.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Oh,
Don't worry your little head about it. You'll get used to the pain. We'll have to make some changes to your face as well. It is a fair face, but the wee ones won't suckle if you don't look like them. They can be very demanding at times. Many changes. Many changes.
No! No!
Ah, stop that!
Morty and Cody are at a bar, right? We saw earlier that Morty is such a drunk here that the bartender eventually gives him hot dog water, I want to say. It's like some kind of like fake alcohol
like
in a bottle.
Water in it, just to tell him it's time to get a cut off.
What the hell is that?
Red Special Rye, cola and water. You've had enough.
How dare you? I am as dry as can be.
So let's preface this. So the police are called because the kid is murdered inside the garage. And they blame
Cody
for it. So let's preface that.
So he's arrested at some point. Yeah.
Cody's on the run. He's not arrested for murder because they wouldn't let him out. He was arrested for driving a car, the hearse, without a license because he's too young.
And Morty picks him up and plays this whole, how did you do this? But you're so irresponsible. I'm going to get you. Meanwhile, it's just a joke. It's just a joke for him.
So then he's like, a leprechaun did. He's like, kid, did you actually kill this boy? He's like, no, I didn't. It was a leprechaun. Morty thinks he's crazy. And then all of a sudden he goes, there's no such thing as leprechauns. He shows him a gold coin that he took from the leprechaun.
Yes. And he's like, so you got a gold coin. Oh, so.
So then the leprechaun shows there's no such thing as leprechauns, jumps on him and like beats him with a stick, right?
He's very quick, the leprechaun. Like, there's no waiting in this movie. He's instant gratification. He will show up right then and there.
So then Morty now believes in the leprechaun. So they're trying to escape the leprechaun. They go through the fire escape, because not only do they have to avoid the leprechaun, but they also have to avoid the police that are outside trying to find Cody. They go through a fire escape and they realize that Rod Iron
burns him.
So they end up going into a bar where there is a St. Patrick's Day celebration going on, where you have all bunch of drunken people, police officers that are drunk, you know, what little people is that the terminology that we use?
Little people. And a matter of fact, we get a cameo from Tony Cox, who is a very famous little person actor. And just to preference that scene, Cody's in the bathroom. He sees leprechaun feet coming in under a stall, and it just turns out to be this other leprechaun celebrating. And he's got a pot of gold, and he comes over. And he's like,
it was a little weird.
He gives him bulging eyes.
I don't think I would approach a man in a bathroom.
At a urinal. He was at a urinal.
And tell him, would you like gold coin?
Yo, man, want me go? Come on. Take him.
Thanks.
It's real milk chocolate.
And not only that, he looks at him like with these staring eyes and grinning. It's very creepy. You almost think that it's like foreshadowing something else.
Or it's a leprechaun in disguise pretending to be yet another.
Or a leprechaun in disguise. That's right.
So he takes a piece of gold or two pieces from the other leprechaun. And then the leprechaun shows up at the bar, across the bar. And Morty's like, watch out, kid. Watch and learn. I'm going to show you what to do.
Have I mentioned that I want be gold?
Not until we get Bridget.
Bridget, don't you know she's a married woman?
Let me handle it. I got an idea. Listen up, people. Listen up. My little buddy here just got married. What do you say we raise our glasses and toast his good health? Have a drink. It's on me. You got a problem?
So Morty challenges the leprechaun to a drink-off, basically. But Morty is smart and asks the bartender for the special drink while he's giving the leprechaun the real alcohol. He's hoping to get him so drunk that he can,
take
it. And then you see all the little people that are actual human beings saying, one of us, drink, 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 one of us, drink, drink. Like, he's representing for the community.
And he loves it.
Drink what you want. Drink what you're able. If you're drinking with me, you'll be under the table.
Come on, let's cheer him on. He's one of us. One of us. One of us. One of us.
So So he's drinking. When the leprechaun's completely drunk, he can't use his powers because he's drunk off his rocker. And Morty does a little rhyme like, you thought you were quick, you thought you were smart, you couldn't outsmart Morty, or whatever he says.
Everyone in the bar too, by the way, at this point disappears, which is very strange to me. Like, everyone else is gone.
Well, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. The bar is closing up.
Okay, B. Arthur at the cantina.
Yeah. So basically, you see that the leprechaun is drunk and he still hits Morty with a bottle and takes off.
And David, we also have to cut to Bridget, who is everything is a weapon. She is looking for rocks.
She's my girl. So basically, in this leprechaun's lair, there is four, it's underground, there's four chambers or four tunnels you can go through. And they all seem to end back in the same main area where he is. And so she's trying to like use rocks to like try to guide her way like breadcrumbs, but she's finding that she can't. So she's looking for other things to basically fight the leprechaun or stab him. She finds a pick.
A pick, which looks like, so I don't know. It looks very strange, though. It's like a little, yeah. So she finds this pick. Well, she has this collar on too. So she knows she has to get this collar off if she needs to leave, which is good. So Cody comes up with this idea with Morty that if they put the leprechaun in a steel safe, right? It's or a metal safe, it will contain
iron.
Him. Iron safe. That's right. It will contain him inside the safe, which is very smart. If only. You don't need the four-leaf clover in this one. Well, that will last there for 25 years on top of a box. But don't you know, David? Morty's own greed, of course, which is so sad.
They concoct this thing. He basically lures the leprechaun in through a doggy door, basically.
Yes, yeah, basically. That's what it looks
and,
like.
And the safe is on the other side. He locks him in the safe. He can't get out. And Morty's greed is like, you owe me three wishes.
And he locks Cody inside of a office so he can't stop him from doing it.
So he's asking for three wishes. He asks for the leprechaun's gold and the leprechaun basically puts it in his stomach.
Oh my God, this was horrifying.
Stop it! You hear me in there? I want your gold. Morty, don't do it! Let me out of here!
Oh, it's a greedy man I'm dealing with.
Don't!
Are you sure you want it?
Oh, I'm sure. My first wish is for your gold.
So be it.
Where is it?
Oh, it's coming.
The long and short of it is he wishes the leprechaun out of the thing because he's going to kill him. And he wishes the gold to come out. A leprechaun basically rips it out of his stomach and kills him.
He's like, get it out! Get it out! Choke on it.
Then you have a scene where basically Cody gets out and the leprechaun tries to kill him with a souped up go-kart that's got like spikes on it that says like Leprechaun 1 or Ireland 1 or something like that.
This is part of the shenanigans of the first movie. I feel like they would.
And this is where you discover that because Cody has a gold coin, the leprechaun can't harm him.
Which is a new thing in this legacy of the movies. And doesn't he say, "I know where you live"? Cody,
oh, yeah,
doesn't Cody?
Yeah, he does.
Cody says, "I know where you live.
I'm gonna save Bridget, and then I'm gonna get you. You can't hide from me. I know where you live."
Then you see that Morty is dead, and it's just basically Cody is the only person that's going to be able to save Bridget if he can.
There's this great, David, did you notice this instrumental that's like build up song that you think is going to build up to some like Alice in A Nightmare on Elm Street doing like, it's like Cody, he's going to the tree and it's like, din-din-din, like this power ballad, like 80s sounding song. And then it just cuts. It's 1 second of a thing and you think, oh, it's like the, yeah, Cody's coming. No, as soon as he comes inside the tree, goes away.
Bridget!
I mean, I guess it's a choice because now you're like inside the creepy tree. Damn, I wanted more of that build up. So at one point, he finds Bridget is there, but the leprechaun, of course, is there, and he makes skeletons come alive.
After the leprechaun goes back to his lair and Cody says, I know where you are, he ends up going back to the lair where Bridget tries to stab the leprechaun. She's all dressed up in her
thing. Yeah, with the pick.
And she tries to stab him, but it doesn't do anything to him because he's protected. So then he ends up really getting pissed off and he basically throws her and the collar is holding her back, basically. And then Cody enters the lair and walks through and he sees her there. And then it's the showdown between the leprechaun and Cody. However, in the meantime,
she's still trying to get that pick that was broken because she can take the collar off, she thinks. She's in these little pointy shoes. Did you notice how pointy those shoes were? And she's trying to get the pick to, like, she's trying to move the pick over as Cody is being attacked by this skeleton.
Cody says what does he say? Typical theatrics? Or I don't know. He says something to the effect of like, oh yeah, of course you're going to have skeletons on the wall someplace. Like, you're so like cliche.
But at one point he punches the skeleton, the whole body flies. It was like, it looked like they just threw one of those science
all skeletons. Of the things that the leprechaun is doing, he's trying to get Cody to give up the coin. The skeleton, she's like, the skeleton's like, I'm trying to get the coin, master. I'm trying.
Yes, he's not too good yet because the skeleton is talking.
Get him, slave! Get the coin!
I'm trying, Raster!
He does illusions that bugs are flying on Cody. He's got like, he's illusions where there's like roots grabbing at him just to get the coin. They end up coming to the main chamber area.
But Bridget is able to get that collar off and she just throws it at him.
So they end up trying to flee, but they also realize that this is Castle Grayskull. This is the Nexus. This is in Charm. This is where his powers are the most, his lair.
I love this. At one point they come together and they think that he's not there and he breaks out of a rock. Randomly.
He's like, ha-ha, surprise!
Literally, like, he was just in one scene and he's here. They keep going around and they keep running around and they keep running around. At one point, they are separated. She goes this way, Cody goes that way, and he thinks he comes to her. He thinks this
she's
is
like,
her.
I saw the leprechaun, but I got away from him.
Yeah, that voice. I don't believe her, Cody. I don't believe her with that voice. All he wants is the coin. Just throw it. It's not worth it. Leave it here. Come with me.
Bridget! Oh, are you all right?
I saw him. I saw the leprechaun.
Oh, no. Where is he?
He's back in the tunnels. I managed to get away. Come on. You're not going to believe this, but I actually found a way out of here.
Well, let's go.
Wait. Do you still have the coin?
Yeah. Why?
Leave the damn thing here. That's all he wants.
But Bridget, as long as we have the coin, he can't hurt us. We're dead without the coin.
Oh, listen to me, Cody. If leaving the coin keeps that creep from following us, we've got to do it.
But...
Oh, I know it's scary, but it'll be okay. Give me the coin, and let's get out of here, please. I love you, Cody.
And I love this. You don't know it. He gives her a coin, and he turns into the leprechaun, David. And what does he do? Kills him, you think, right?
So basically, you see that Cody has an iron, piece of iron, to kill the leprechaun. He gives the coin to Bridget. Bridget starts laughing. Oh, after she kisses him, by the way. Oh, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, it's the leprechaun. It's the leprechaun. He throws the iron. She's like, don't do anything. She throws the iron at Cody and kills him. She's like, it's over. You've killed him.
She says, I wrote that, David.
He's dead? It's over? Like that. It's over?
Like she's shocked. She's shocked into whatever. Shocked.
He's dead? It's over? It's really over?
It's over.
But it's not.
Cody gets up and throws the iron at the leprechaun and it pierces his heart and he basically says... It was the chocolate coin. It was the chocolate coin the whole time.
Real milk chocolate, genius.
And she says, how did you know?
Well, he said, because you're kissed differently than differently. He does.
I bet you he did it good.
How did you know it wasn't me you gave the coin to before?
He kisses differently than you.
Whose kiss do you like better?
I'll have to think about it.
Are you gonna keep it?
Trust me, it's not worth it.
There's a few things I wanted to add. One, so the leprechaun is his heart is pierced. They can leave the lair. One, how is Cody going to explain he didn't kill all these people, including Morty?
Right. Now Morty is dead too. Yes.
Two, there is a scene which we did not talk about where Mad TV's Michael McDonald is a barista at a coffee shop. So the leprechaun, after drinking, wants to sober up, and he goes to like a coffee shop, and the barista, who is Michael McDonald from Mad TV, taunting him like, get out, I just want to close up. And he's like, he's had about 10 different cappuccinos or lattes.
Show all these empty cups on. Yeah, again, no one else is in this place.
And Michael McDonald's character is like, pay up. He's like, so you want my gold? Is that what you're saying? You want my gold? He's like, I don't care. I'll take Visa, MasterCard.
But he also, he's belittling him too, though. Are you a little short?
Okay, pal. St. Patrick's Day's over. Time to go home. Don't be giving me any attitude, all right? I gotta close up.
Aye.
Very good. We have a method actor. What's your next gig, huh? One of Santa's elves or one of the seven dwarfs?
I'm not an elf or a dwarf. I'm a leprechaun.
Look, I don't care if you're the tooth fairy, all right? I just want you to pay up so I can get out of here.
So it's the gold you'll be wanting?
Gold card, Visa, MasterCard. I prefer cash, but maybe you're a little short.
Boom, gotcha. One should never try to take a leprechaun's gold.
You're really into this, aren't you?
One should never try to take a leprechaun's gold.
Ah, you kill me. Huh?
Now there's an idea.
While this is happening to him, he's screaming, why did you do this? And I'm like, you're belittling the man the whole entire time. You're like, you're too short, you don't have money, like, but why are you doing this to me, even though I made fun of you and taunted you the whole entire time?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the leprechaun wouldn't have done anything to him. No. Really, like, he was like just trying to sober up. He would have like maybe gave him a good scare and then took
off. That's what I'm saying. This leprechaun is different, I think, from the first one. This one, as long as you don't take his gold or whatever, he's fine. So that does happen. That is a big scene. I feel like they must have added that in just because they're like, we need to have more murders in this movie. Did you feel like how it ends, he leaves the coin? I don't know if she says leave the coin, because I wouldn't have trusted her this time.
No, she said, so they leave the lair, they go through the tree hole stump, whatever. He's like, she goes, are you going to leave the coin? He's like, it's not worth the risk or something to basically hold on to it.
Instantly ends, though.
He flips the coin and she goes to him, how did you know it wasn't me? He goes, he kisses differently than you do. She goes, well, who's the best kisser? And he's like, let's find out. And then he kisses her, romantic scene. And then that's the end of the movie, leaving you to wonder, one, is the leprechaun dead, quote unquote? Is he coming back? Is his chance now with Bridget over, because it's over, like it's daybreak kind of a thing where his chances are over. He has to now wait another 1,000 years.
To me, it seems like it just ended so abruptly. But I'm glad we didn't have to worry about a hand grabbing the coin or a laugh or a ho ho ho, you're going to die in a second. So I'm okay with that.
I'm just wondering how Cody got out of the murder thing.
Well, David, it says originally the plan was to film Leprechaun 2 and Leprechaun 3 back to back with Bridget, Cody, Ian, and Mandy. I don't even know who Ian and Mandy is. I don't know who that is, but
Aniston again, baby. We asked Jennifer Aniston back one more time.
For part 3, the studio later scrapped the idea to film Leprechaun 3 immediately afterward, resulting in most of the Leprechaun 2 footage being scrapped and rewritten before reshoots. And then production was temporarily shut down to a series of bird attacks that greatly disturbed the cast and crew. Scientists were brought in onto locations to negotiate terms with the bird community to cease these attacks. What? Once a sense of peace was restored, production resumed. What? So how do you negotiate with the bird community?
You get Moira Rose You get Moira Rose from Fitz Creek, and she does her bird thing.
David, negotiating with the bird community. The birds were against making of this movie.
Maybe they were Irish birds, and they didn't think the depiction was really true. Okay, people, I'm gonna let everybody that's on, listening to the podcast. Leprechauns are not about Lucky Charm cereal.
Oh, no.
When you go to Ireland, although I've not had the pleasure of going yet, you're not going to be greeted by leprechauns and banshees and everything. Like, that's just...
Oh, the banshees.
You know, I do love... You know what movie I love, Ryan? With Sean Connery.
Your O'Toole. Peter O'Toole. Peter O'Toole and the little people.
What? It's Darby O'Gill and the little people.
Darby O'Gillis and the little people.
Darby O'Gill and the little people. Starring
Maybe
Sean
we'll have
Connery.
To do that finally after we finish.
Strapping, young, singing Sean Connery. Let me tell you something. That was an awakening, too.
We should have David's Awakenings as a little segment on the show. David's Awakenings. Warwick David and Tony Cox both played Ewoks in Return of the Jedi. And also, Tony Cox was in Willow.
I'm sorry. My dog, Olive, is currently playing an Ewok. She looks just like an Ewok.
You know, they have those Ewok dog costumes. Maybe that's what Olive should be for Halloween next year.
Gunda. Yep, yep. Chiyogoba Fingawa.
So it's not a bad movie, David, having seen it now twice in 2 weeks, but it's a blur. And I just don't think it stands out. It doesn't stand out. It's not the worst horror movie I've ever seen by any means.
No, and at this point, we're committed to doing every Leprechaun movie unless something radically, quote unquote, changes with the Radical Retro Rewind, because we're going to do one every year to mark the St. Patrick's Day celebration. So I know that Leprechaun in the Hood is coming up, and that was funny.
And Back to the Hood. I think they did another one, Back to the Hood. He's also been in space, David.
So is Jason has too.
He did that Jason in space thing. So we got space, we have Hood, we have Back to the Hood, we have remakes, we have remake sequels.
Jennifer Aniston, though. No Jennifer Aniston. Would you watch if they reimagined Leprechaun? Would you watch a new Leprechaun movie with like open arms, or would you just do it because it was because we watched?
Well, they did a remake evidently 3 or 4 years ago. I never saw it. Yeah,
where
it's out there, it's Leprechaun Reborn or something. It's like a remake of it, but it's not Warwick Davis. It's like somebody else, and it was like more of a horror movie. But
You know, so this movie, what year was this? This movie was from the 90s, but it definitely had that
80s
flavor, comedy / horror sort of
vamp.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're into it, if you really are, you like, if you're like us and committed to the franchise to do it just because. Watch the movie. Maybe if you're, you know, heavily drunk for around St. Patrick's Day, you want to see something.
Free on Tubi. I think it's they have the whole Tubi series, actually, David.
I mean, hey, if you're into that sort of thing, if you want to show your Irish pride like I do. No, that's terrible.
You can go one to the other, honestly, with the Tubi.
Tubi continued.
Perfect segue. Tubi continued. So, Radical Ones, we hope you enjoyed part of the Leprechaun saga. I hope you're looking forward to next year, because I know we are.
Who would you cast in Leprechaun as Muppets? Janice should have to be Bridget.
Oh, Janice would 100% be Bridget. Like, okay, he's dead? Like, it's over?
It's really over?
As always, you can find David at Universal Appeal 2020, all one word, as well as the Radical Retro Rewind podcast, one word, on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and beyond. Next week, we have another episode of our Thundercats reviews. We're going deeper into season 2 if you follow us with that. And, next month, David and I are going to be doing a big one, a favorite, The Goonies. I feel like it's time. It's finally time.
Hey, you gays. Guys, sorry, guys.
Hey, you gays. Yep.
Baby Ruth? That is classic. That is an iconic thing. I heard they're working on the sequel. I'm scared. We've talked about
this. For 30 years, they've been working on this sequel.
I'm scared, but we'll see. I have high hopes.
We're scared of Corey Feldman.
I'm actually scared for Corey Feldman, but...
Yeah, that's true. Scared for him. That's true. So with that, Radical Ones, thank you again for joining us this week. We will see you next time. David, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I wish you all the luck of the Irish and more.
Bye-bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.